Hope he and his girlfriend have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week there. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. Good evening.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. So good to be here. It's the 16th day of July 2017. My name is Doug Owen. I am your host. I am the senior editor of blacklistednews.com. That is from which we derive the show, most of the news, most of the content, articles, video clips, all of that stuff. You can go to my website dedicated to this show, blacklistedradio.com. It's where you can find the podcast, you can find exclusive content, all sorts of cool stuff, and join the interactive conversation during the live shows that we do from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday evenings. We got Ken behind the glass. If you'd like to chime in, you can do that as well. 800-313-9443. You can text me. I know a lot of ways to be part of the show. 512-222-3067. Just go to the website, and it should navigate you right to where you want to be. It is very intuitive and easy to use. Lots of things going on in the world, of course. The mainstream media and the political class, the politically aware, watching the saga between the Democrats and Trump Jr. and his contacts with a very shady Russian lawyer, and looking for the dirt, looking for the skinny on Hillary Clinton. He had a meeting. All of the details are so contentious, and just depends on what news organization you want to believe as to what happened. Anyway, didn't come away with any smoking guns, but he did get pitched a documentary propaganda film while he was there. So maybe a lot to do about nothing. Some of the ties between Jared Kushner, he's slimy. The guy is slimy. Giving away U.S. citizenships to Chinese elite wealthy people at these dinners where they induce or try to get money from Chinese investors. I mean, I could just go on and on and on about some of the things that Donald Trump has done, I'm sure. And none of that pertains to what is being alleged, and that is this Russian collusion with the Trump campaign to unseat the rightful owner, Hillary Clinton. In their minds, most people in the media were all in. I mean, if you look at all the mainstream media that was for Hillary Clinton, it was, I mean, it's so self-evident. I don't know if there's really a reason to go through all of the different news organizations and their allegiance to not only the Democrats, but to Hillary Clinton specifically. Of course, there was a rigged election. Had nothing to do with the Russians, according to Obama. It had everything to do with the Democrats. We're not talking about that, and we're not talking about a lot of other things while all of this is happening. I mean, Friday, they added another $100 billion to the Defense Department's budget. The Pentagon is, getting every wet dream fulfilled. So much money. We know that just last year, $125 billion, or maybe that's over the last 5 years, regardless, is unaccounted for. So much graft and corruption in the military-industrial complex. Rather than actually saying, hey, let's clean it up a little bit, guys. We got problems here. We've lost a lot of money. We're not even auditable. No, just throw more money into the military-industrial complex. It'll keep us safe. And meanwhile, we're kind of building a domestic police state. You know, the old System of a Down song reminds me.
They're trying to build a prison.
That's happening. So, you know, we talked a lot about meme wars last podcast. And one of the things that drives so much criticism of the mainstream media is that they do put out fake news. And yeah, I mean, the journalists get the story wrong sometimes, and there are retractions. You know, just today we learned that the Russians were not hacking the Qatari government and these Qatari websites, as CNN and just about every major media outlet, the big three, contended that somehow the Russians, once again, were behind this blockade by the OPEC cartel against the very small but yet with the largest U.S. Middle East base, Qatar. And so, of course, you know, the mainstream media just wants it to have something to do with Russia. If we can blame anything on Russia, let's just go ahead and do it. And, yeah, we found out that it was actually the UAE, a big story on blacklistednews.com today, running retractions. So every once in a while, the government does, the New York Times, CNN, do retract bad stories, bad intel. But the fact that they're so predisposed to try to put that narrative into people's heads, it's they want it. They want to believe it. They want to believe that Donald Trump and the Trump family colluded with the Russians, and then they just build the narrative around that. It happens in the alternative media. I have a few fake stories I saw, one of which was pretty alarming. Oregon passes GOP senator's bill allowing gun seizure order without gun owner's knowledge. That's the headline from PrisonPlanet.com. Oregon lawmakers pass legislation co-sponsored by Senator Brian Boquist, a Republican in Dallas, that allows a judge to issue an ex parte ruling for the confiscation of an individual's firearms. So the headline, of course, leads you to believe that they can just have this secret court is going to decide whether or not you can have a firearm based on, I mean, maybe even, you know, very arbitrary and subjective information. You know, your ex-girlfriend says you're going to kill her. Boom. They can take that right away from you. But you read deeper into the article, the ex parte aspect of the law means the bill does not require the gun owner to be present for part of the hearing in which the judge decides whether guns should be taken from him. So they're saying, well, I mean, you skip town, you don't go to the court hearing, then yeah, they can charge you in your absence. That's not new. Maybe it is when it comes to the Second Amendment. Maybe that's something that hasn't been defined, but it's not without the gun owner's knowledge that this happens. So am I splitting hairs here? Yes, but you know, the headline leads you to believe that there's a secret court out there, which there is not. And you know, I understand why, you know, people that are very pro Second Amendment want to find boogeymen trying to take their guns. You know, you look at the just massive amounts of revenue the gun companies made during the last 8 years under Obama. People are very worried about their Second Amendment freedoms. And so things like this are just, you know, absolute clickbait. Some other fake news. Neon Nettle has become an interesting website, kind of like Your News Wire, which are both, you know, just just look at the stories. I mean, I find some of them funny. You know, all of the, you know, Illuminati, Disney, Mind Slave stuff is, you know, I mean, when you look at the fact that Kanye West said he would have voted for Trump and that, you know, all the Democrats are bullcrap and kind of had this breakdown rant during one of his concerts. He was then taken to a medical facility, wink, wink, and all of a sudden he comes back and he wants nothing to do with that. That's erased from the record and it's on to, you know, continued fame. Same thing with Katy Perry. I mean, you see these, you know, like Britney Spears, all of them end up shaving their heads and going into some kind of weird phase. I'll put it there. Britney Spears for sure. And, you know, it leads you to believe a lot of, you know, or it leads you to ask questions. You know, I'm like, I find it interesting. So Neon Nettle has a lot of that stuff, as they call it, woo-woo. and this is a story that got picked up on a lot of other what I would call legitimate alternative media websites. Unfortunately, dying CIA agent makes deathbed confession. We blew up World Trade Center 7 on 9/11. This alleged CIA agent, Malcolm Howard, 79-year-old retired CIA agent, says that he was part of this covert operation to destroy the World Trade Center Building 7. And, you know, they've got a picture of a guy that's on a respirator. He started digging in. I was like, okay, I want to find out who this guy is. And there is just nothing other than links to your newswire. Even Snopes has already come out and retracted. They're on top of this. They are immediately out there in front of it. I mean, a conspiracy theory happens on the internet. Snopes, well-funded, very, very, I would say, biased in a lot of regards, considering you have people that have a predisposition. Oh, we got to tear down conspiracy theories. So even if there's validity to it, they're already ahead of the curve trying to censor that. So it seems to be a pretty fake story. Can't find any record of Malcolm Howard. You would find something if a CIA agent died or was on his deathbed or some kind of how did your newswire find these guys or find this agent? So you start asking more and more questions, and you start going down that rabbit hole, and you realize, man, have you watched the video of World Trade Center 7? I watched that for about, 10 minutes maybe on Saturday morning going through news, and just the enormity of that impact, watching this thing fall into its footprint over and over again, begs so many questions. And things like this are just low-hanging fruit for those people at Snopes to blast 9/11 truth. That's why I think it's damaging and it's really stupid. So there's some other not-so-fake news. This is a big story that's going to get no attention in the mainstream media. Haitian suicide. Clinton connection is not fake news. Story from Haiti Sentinel newspaper. This is a Reddit post is highlighting the odd timing for Klaus Eberwein. He was declared dead by suicide by the Miami Medical Examiner after his body was found in a South Date motel on Thursday. He's the former director of the Economic and Social Assistance Fund tied to Hillary Clinton. And interestingly enough, Eberwein's death came a day before he would have testified at a Haiti Senate committee on the management of the Petro-Caribe Fund and to alleged appropriation of international donor funds by the Clinton Foundation following the 2010 earthquake. And, you know, the Haitian government, many people have been their economic advisor here, has been very vocal about the criminality of the Clintons. I mean, we could talk about Hillary's brother, who was given a no-bid contract to mine gold and uranium. She likes to get that uranium. No. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate that. His compatriots, his family had no reason to believe that he was going to kill himself. He shot himself in the head, said the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner. He was listed. Let's see. The address where Eberwein's body was discovered, according to police, was at this Quality Inn on 14501 Dixie Highway. Eberwein was scheduled to appear Tuesday before Haitian Senate's Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission. The head of the commission, Senator Valerie Beauplan, confirmed the commission is investigating the management of those funds. So there you go. Now, that is some interesting timing. And I don't know how many people have died before they have testified about the Clinton crime organization. Several. You know, the Clinton body count continues. So we have Klaus. If you haven't heard, we have Peter W. Smith, a Republican donor and operative from Chicago's North Shore, who said he had tried to obtain Hillary Clinton's missing emails from Russian hackers, killed himself in a Minnesota hotel room days after talking to the Wall Street Journal about his efforts. Now, this comes out of the Chicago Tribune. So I'm pulling that story, actually. Actually, I'm clicking six or seven of them. Sorry about that. Days earlier, the financier from suburban Lake Forest gave an interview to the Journal about his quest, and he began publishing stories about his efforts in late June. Some of you may remember this. He was talking about trying to, you know, break the whole thing wide open with Hillary Clinton. And a lot of people assumed, obviously, those emails. I mean, Bill Binney, former NSA whistleblower, you know, said, absolutely, there's no reason that the NSA wouldn't have her emails, every one of those. So if we wanted to see those, I mean, obviously, you know, Donald Trump could declassify those. There's a lot of things that Donald Trump could do to shed more light on Hillary Clinton, but I don't think that he has really any intention of going after Hillary. She might not be in the clear. Loretta Lynch and others did absolutely conspire and obstruct justice, at least in facade. Don't call it an investigation. Call it a matter at this time. You know, that's from James Comey's mouth directly to the world's ears. And he is going to be getting paid, by the way. Publishers are chasing James Comey for this tell-all book. But anyway, back to the suicidal Republican donor here. So he was talking to the Journal. The Journal also reported it had been it'd seen emails written by Smith showing his team considered retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, then a top advisor to the Republican Donald Trump's campaign, an ally. Flynn briefly was President Trump's national security advisor and resigned after it was determined he had failed to disclose contacts with Russia. And that was going on a speaking circuit via Russia Today, talking about U.S. and Russian relations. I might have dropped this last week, but Bill Clinton did the exact same thing. Took $500,000 home for talking about this. And actually, it was Bloomberg. Michael, former mayor of New York City, Bloomberg, that put the kibosh on the story about Bill Clinton doing the exact same thing. Because, you know, and that's why I said at the start of the show, I mean, it's not that I don't think that Donald Trump is dirty. It's not that I don't think that he's done business with a lot of scummy people. I mean, Trump College, perfect example. I could give you 100 of them. New documentary coming out about his ties to Israeli diamond dealers. Okay, and they shockingly, those diamonds that you ladies out there love so much and you men out there are forced to buy, they come from apartheid. They come from pretty horrific people that don't mind using almost slave labor to extract those diamonds. You've seen the Blood Diamond movie. I mean, those are the kind of people that Donald Trump knows. So that doesn't shock me. What really shocks me is that we're on this witch hunt. And I'm not pro Donald Trump, but to see the concerted effort, and I've said this over and over again, to destroy him, really makes me wonder as to how dangerous to the people that I have been railing against for the last 10 years, the elites, the Washington elites, those that are embedded in the Washington on the Hill. They've done a poor job, and that's why I'd like to see things mixed up. So anyway, he's dead. He's dead. Don't know what happened. He didn't have at the time the newspaper reported Smith's May 14th death came about 10 days after he granted the interview. Mystery shrouded how and where he had died. But the lead reporter, this is the Chicago Tribune again, on the story said on a podcast he had no reason, rather, to believe the death was a result of foul play. Why would you? All right, quick break. Lots more on the other side. You can be part of it. 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Blacklisted News Radio. Are you happy that John McCain had a blood clot in his eyeball, allegedly, and they had to delay the healthcare vote? I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's one thing or another. You either have a compulsory, forced, enforced by the IRS tax upon each and every person. The government's either forcing you to buy something that you may or may not want or not. Repeal, replace, I don't know. Replace it with what? What they have now. Rand Paul's not a big fan of it. And as long as I am forced to buy it and the government's involved in the insurance, I mean, as long as we call it insurance rather than healthcare, we can't find that division in our minds. I don't know where it goes. But people are looking for something better. The aforementioned political elite, the people that I've been railing against for the last 10 years, all of those that have led us into endless wars, quagmires that have destabilized and broken the U.S. economy seven ways to Sunday by grand conspiracy or just a huge hubris, you know, that they have. Either way, I look at the proof. It's in the pudding. And the failures of the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on just about everything. It's failed immensely over and over and over again, and that's why I'm not a big fan. So people are looking for alternatives, and now enters the stage Kid Rock. We can't afford to treat this as a joke, say the Senate Democrats. They better not. don't you doubt Kid Rock, because you doubted Donald Trump, and you gave the mainstream media gave him so much free press and attention that it gave him a platform to get his message out. Now, how many of those things, you know, were realistic or reality now that he is the president? Very few of those promises. Not that most candidates, you know, come through with most of the promises that they make on the campaign trail. The campaign trail is mostly bullcrap, and that's why I think all of the talking, all the blah, 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 from a guy that loves to talk and even likes hearing himself, I can't stand all of the jaw-jacking about this guy, that guy, percentages, polls, up, down, left, right, because at the end of the day, none of the things that these politicians are saying are going to come to fruition. You know, we're gonna bring freedom back, free market in the healthcare system. No. No. So, Kid Rock has been mulling this. Musician Kid Rock is insisting his tweet about running for Senate is no joke, and at least two high-profile Senate Democrats are taking him at his word. He says, I know a lot of people. So anyway, the globalists are not thrilled. Globalist magazine condemns pro-Trump Kid Rock because he is pro-Trump, whatever that means. I mean, he has no ideology. I read some of his quotes about abortion, about conservatism, military, and he doesn't have a platform. He is a centrist at best. He's somebody that says, hey, I don't like abortion, but I don't think a dude should tell a woman what to do. Okay, well, that's the easiest comp out on that issue, although it's a non-issue really with me because it doesn't affect my life nearly as much as it does other people, and so, you know, it's going to mean more to other people than it does to me personally. I think it's abhorrent, and there you go. That's my take. Kid Rock probably doesn't have a take that's even that minimal. The New Yorker is demonizing Republican singer Kid Rock's recent announcement that he'll run for Senate in 2018, calling the move a terrifying new normal. And I would agree with the New York Post, I mean, or the New Yorker here. It is a terrifying new normal. I mean, you know, regardless of whether you're a Trump fan, it's still surreal that we have a reality TV millionaire, billionaire, maybe president that is in office. I mean, it's probably what people thought when Ronald Reagan, but so much more. I mean, we have Twitter now. It's changed. Anyway, quote from the New Yorker: Kid Rock has self-styled as a patriotic iconoclast, if I could read, a rebel cowboy on a rampage against anything elite or soft. He is particularly enraged by rules or customs that may be construed as infringements on personal freedom. Don't take my guns. Now, the government can spy on you. That First Amendment, I don't know. Maybe not. You're Muslim. I'm sure that's the kind of take on that patriotic flag-waving redneck that so many of you out there will be astounded when he takes the seat. I won't. Quick break on back on the other side. It's Blacklist Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, well, if Kid Rock doesn't sway you, I don't know. Some of you might be, hell yeah, man, Kid Rock, let's go. Kind of, it definitely shows us where we're at in society today. I know that Ken back there behind the glass, you can talk to him, 800-313-9443, he feels that we live in perilous times. We have a reality TV president when Kid Rock seems like a viable option. What's happened to the Republicans? I mean, is this the best they can do? This is why Joe Scarborough left. Oh, and that Trump talks about his wife having bloody plastic surgery evenings and blah, 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 blah. So the Republicans are trying to become relevant, and they've got a big demographic problem. Guess what? This country is getting darker. The amount of families that are part of the Christian right are diminishing. The amount of faith-based communities are just not there. I mean, you just don't have a huge amount of people moving into the Christian faith, and so they're dying. They're a dying breed of people out there. You know, the Jeff Sessions out there that believe that marijuana is gonna it's gonna bring the devil upon you, and then good people don't smoke dope. No. People in Oklahoma, they can't even drink real beer. They won't even allow it. Why? Because of Jesus. So, you know, those kind of Republicans are going away. But, you know, you might invigorate the base with people like Kid Rock, or maybe even Caitlyn Jenner. She is the latest to enter the reality politics reality TV political stage. Olympic gold medalist and transgender activist Caitlyn Jenner is the latest celebrity to reveal she has considered launching a run for Senate, telling radio host John, I can't even say his last name, it sounds Greek, she is in the process of determining her future in activism and politics. She says, quote, "I have considered it. I like the political side of it. Jenner is a Republican." Quote, "The political side of it has always been very intriguing to me. Over the next 6 months or so, I got to find out where I can do a better job." And actually, I mean, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, as far as somebody who is out there public, probably the most famous trans person that there is, hasn't been, you know, I think that the left has felt, they felt like, ooh, she's, you know, going to be on our team, and, you know, because the Republicans are so mean and they're racist and they're xenophobic, and that's why they voted for Donald Trump, and the white people hate, you know, transgenders, all of that stuff that is ingrained into the liberal colleges, into the liberal media, and ingrained into their followers, their cult. Probably, you know, can't wrap their minds around how somebody can be transgender and be a Republican. You ever heard of the log cabin Republicans? They're gay Republicans out there. They're homosexual Republicans, people that, you know, just aren't big fans of socialized government and want less of it, or, you know, more of their flavor of big government, because there are no conservatives and there are no small government Republicans in the party, unfortunately. Just ask Ron Paul. But yeah, reality TV politics. I think it's going to be the way of the future. Oprah, she's thinking about running. The Rock, he's thinking about running. I'm sure there's several others. It's just going to be a matter of time before George Clooney actually comes back to save California, and Ashton Kutcher is, you know, residing over a congressional seat at some point. I think that that's where it all ends up going. Anyway, beyond politics, I was reading a lot about robots, a lot of automated weapon systems the Russians are coming out with. You know, the U.S. Pentagon tried to push forward a new branch of government, the Space Command. Well, actually, they have a Space Command, but they wanted Interplanetary Space Command. I mean, basically Star Trek. And, you know, when you look at the long, long list of weapons the U.S. is manufacturing, directed energy, mass drivers, energy wells, all sorts of things are out there. The Pentagon is working to, I mean, here we go. The Pentagon is working to create systems that can read the user's mind, super soldiers. This is a story out of Motherboard. The troops of tomorrow may be able to pull the trigger using only their minds, as artificially intelligent drones, hacking, jamming, and missiles accelerate the pace of combat. Some of the military's leading scientists are studying how mere humans can keep up with the incredible speed of cyber warfare. And that's been going on for quite a while. Another interesting story that came out today that just, I don't know where we go. China unveils gene technology to create superhumans with hypermuscular test tube dogs. You got to go to the internet. Please, if you're in the chat room, help me out, guys. Put the pictures of the Chinese test tube dogs. They they just don't look right. They're just wrong. They shouldn't be on planet Earth. That's all I can say about it. Anyway, the dogs, which are test tube bred in the lab, have twice the muscle mass of their natural counterparts and are considerably stronger and faster. The canine genome has been especially difficult to engineer and replicate, but its close similarity to the human genome means it has been, or it has long been, the prize of geneticists. So, you know, the CRISPR gene splicing system, you know, it's just in its infancy, and, you know, when they chop out some genes, there's unexpected consequences in the DNA structure. It starts to unravel, And so, you know, they could get rid of your cancer gene, or if you're predispositioned to have a heart attack, you know, your grandfather had one, your dad had one, your uncle had one, your great-grandfather had one, your grandmother had one, and they all had it at 55. Good chance you're going to have it. They can actually go in there and splice out some of those genes and genetically redesign people, which that is pretty scary, really. I mean, if you look at the technology that we had, you know, 30 years ago, smartphones probably seem like something out of Star Trek. To have instant access to everyone, communication, information in your hand, that was, I mean, unheard of. You know, we had the Tandy 1000 at my homestead in the early 80s, and that is a long way from where we're at today. And 30 years from now, we are going to look at the stuff that we have today, even though it's really cool and has touch screens, and say, wow, I mean, how archaic, how antiquated this is. And, you know, it's part of a larger system. I mean, the Canadian government now has this new creepy app that's out there that's going to give you good points for behavior. This is something that China's been doing for a while now, testing this, giving citizens a government score on how good of a citizen you are. The Canadian government's doing this because it's going to come down to rationing and all these feel-good, hey, the government's going to give you everything free. That sounds great. Look at what's happening in Canada. You know, we don't have the same – we don't have people bankrupting and going completely broke to you know, to pay for healthcare. Sounds good. Sounds good. But when the insurance companies, private insurance companies, the government all decide when you have been not so good, don't have enough good points, then they ration it. We've already seen the embrace of algorithms doing all sorts of things from determining when somebody can go on parole, a lot of things in the justice system, the federal corrections is using a lot of computer software. Facebook, Google, all of these companies are kind of the genesis, but they are developing and using this, keeping people clicking, keeping you addicted to that news feed, making sure that you don't see news that you don't like, because, you know, that might make you turn it away. People have thin skin, can't talk politics, so they just put you in your own little echo chamber of happiness where you just keep on click, 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 click. So, you know, the Canadian government has rolled out this new app that gives you points for eating well and exercising and taking quizzes about whether or not you had the flu shot, other healthy activities, things like that. And everyone seems totally fine with this. Welcome to the future, everyone. Because the totalitarian states of tomorrow will be more carrot than stick, and will be all be pigeons in a virtual Skinner box. What could go wrong? Those are the words from James Corbett. And he did a great video and shows some of the Canadian footage on this, and they're promoting it. Big rollout for the Canadian people, and, you know, people like taking quizzes. See it all the time. You know, even good friends of mine that are on Facebook. I just took a quiz. It says that I'm this or that, or, you know, I'm a good lover based on these 10 questions, and they, you know, just spams it out there, and you're like, I don't know. I thought that was a girl thing to do. Is that sexist? You know, Cosmo, all of those magazines when I was a kid, women, all the girls I knew, they weren't women at the time, but all the young ladies I knew were always taking quizzes and different things, you know, to, you know, reveal some secret, you know. And anyway, people love that stuff. They love it, and they're going to keep clicking it. And, you know, Progressive Insurance, Geico and them will give you, if you put a tracking device in your car that allows them to keep up with, I don't know, your daily speeding around the city and whatnot, they'll give you a reduced price. You go ahead and take that GPS tracker, that RFID tracker from the toll road here, they'll give you 33.33% off of your bill. So incentivizing people as more and more resources for, you know, the average person diminish, more and more of these companies are going to be, you know, finding ways to give people free services, but to extract all their information. You know, and I've talked about it on the show. Who pays for email? Who out there pays for your email? Anybody running squirrel mail on a server? Anybody? No. People don't pay for it. Most of the services are free, but they're not free. Are you paying for this government service? Oh, no. You know, I'm a good, healthy person, and I'm going to get discounts. Well, that sounds great, but, you know, the path to hell is paved with lots of good intentions. Pretty scary stuff. Along that line, I've been noting this, that robots, you know, is as much as we've heard from Elon Musk and, you know, Stephen Hawking and all of these professed geniuses about AI. Watch out. AI is going to – we have to have laws. We have to figure out ways to keep it from killing the human race. I think a lot of people really do believe that the machines at some point are going to turn on us. And one of the things that really bothers me is that when machines start talking to other machines, they decide, we don't want to use English. And why would you? English is a pretty complex language, and you could probably do it a lot better and it's more simple in form. So anyway, this comes from John Rappaport, who's noting this and watching the same thing that I am. Along with the assurances that we're facing an imminent takeover of industrial production by robots and other artificial intelligence, we're also being told that AI can develop its own systems of communication and operation without help from humans. So, you know, that human interface, that is going to be going away. The mouse, the trackball, they're all going to go the way of, you know, the Atari joystick. They're just not going to be – it's going to be too slow, and people aren't going to want to use their hands. So here's a sprinkling of quotes from the mainstream technical press. This came out of The Atlantic June 15, 2017. When Facebook designed chatbots to negotiate with one another, the bots made up their own way of communicating. TechCrunch, November 22, 2016. Google's AI translation tool seems to have invented its own secret internal language. Wired noted this month, March 16th, or this year rather, quote, it begins, the bots are learning to chat in their own language. The suggestion is AI can innovate, it can size up situations and invent unforeseen and unprogrammed strategies in order to accomplish set goals. Who benefits from making such suggestions? Those companies and researchers who want to make it public, make the public believe AI is quite powerful. And despite the downside risks, AI takes over its own fate, holds great promise for the human race in the immediate future. Don't worry, folks. We'll rein in the AI and make it work for us. That's right. Watson, who IBM has created, this supercomputer that is pretty witty. It was unveiled to the American public through the game show Jeopardy, is now doing all sorts of things, from the medical field to some of you probably seen the commercial where he's troubleshooting the jumbo jet. There's a lot of things that are being outsourced, including people and innovative thought. Not to say that robots can't do a good job at talking to other robots or talking to other, you know, computer systems, but how good are they at figuring out real-world problems? When it comes to health, I mean, that's one of the most subjective things. You go to two different doctors, and they're going to tell you two different things are wrong with you. It really depends on that personal experience that individual physician has seen. Now with the internet, you have a more collaborative effect where lots of doctors can review and publish information to journals, medical journals, on and on. But, you know, Watson has access to all of that at one time. And I, for one, when it came down to my life, would not mind Watson trying to figure out what's wrong with me, trying to diagnose my primary cancer, something to that effect. So I think a lot of people are, you know, kind of accepting of this. And that's why I wonder how relevant people and politics will be in the 21st century, or maybe more like the 22nd century. I know a lot of you are saying, Who gives a crap, Doug? I'll be long gone. And I hear that all the time. It's a total comp out. Don't care if the cars are making the earth hotter. I'm going to be out of here. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. People are pretty attached to one view or the other. Most people just like myself. I mean, I believe that the science isn't there, that it's been disproven. Now, it's not to say that global warming isn't happening. I just think that the models and the projections that I have seen personally are they're no more accurate than my weather guesser at the local TV station when it comes to long-term predictions of weather, you know. And that doesn't mean that it's not happening. It just means that they can't prove it as of yet. But people are really, you know, stuck in a foundation. You should be open to things changing. That's one thing that is a constant here on planet Earth. Quick break. We'll be back in a moment. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you a conspiracy theorist? Fake news is driving people crazy. That's right. U.S. soldier accused of pledging support to ISIS believed conspiracy theories.
Oh, no.
U.S. soldier accused of wanting to commit a mass shooting after pledging loyalty to the Islamic State group believed the moon landing was faked, questioned the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and throughout the September 11th terror attacks, or thought the September 11th terror attacks were an inside job coordinated by the U.S. government, according to a former Army bunk mate. That's convenient. Army Sergeant First Class Ikaika Akaika Kang was ordered held without bail in federal court in Honolulu. Thursday, a brief detention hearing was held. Kang's court appointed attorney Bernie Bavar did not contest his client's detention, but said after the hearing that he will ask for a mental health evaluation. So if you think that the moon landings are suspect, then you could be a killer. It's another motivator. One of the reasons that I don't know if this is a big – there was no actual terror attack. This is something where the government, the FBI had talked to this guy for a while. He was probably – I think he was talking trash and saying that he liked ISIS on Facebook. So they immediately intervened and one more of these probably maybe had the want – probably had the want to do something but had no means and no connections, and the FBI was there for them. Now, we've heard this before. Jared Loughner, the guy who shot the Arizona congresswoman, Gabby Giffords, he was reading PrisonPlanet.com. He thought that 9/11 was an inside job. Interesting, though, to note that most of the crazy, crazy people, they always have the moon landings in there. And I'm not big on the moon landings, although I don't think that the U.S. government would show us what they're doing, or not so much show the American people, but show the Russians in the space race. So that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think a lot of the hoaxed video footage that we saw, film, that probably couldn't have made it through the Van Allen belts. I don't know. Maybe they could if they had enough tin foil, enough aluminum foil around them to make it back here to planet Earth. The umbrella-sized transmitter dish, all those things. I mean, just being an electronics guy and looking at the just really old electronics makes me really wonder about the validity of the stuff that we're seeing. Not to say that that people here in at NASA couldn't get to space and haven't gotten to space, and there might be other people out there. Who knows? But it doesn't seem that wacky to me. That the government would cover up the technology they're using to go to the moon, and that they would fake those images for propaganda pieces to justify secret military budgets. Just it doesn't seem that outrageous to me that could have been done or would have been done in the national interest, considering that we were in a space war with Russia. But for some reason, all these really crazy crackpot conspiracy theorist types, they hate the Jews, and they always are conflicted about the moon landings. Ah, there you go. The new French president said anti-Zionism is a reinvented form of anti-Semitism, and you have to have a vaccine. All right, guys, thanks. That's true. That is my time. I appreciate each and every one of you listening to this broadcast. Please continue to support it. I want to thank you, Sarah Kay, for your donation to the show. And all of you out there, go to blacklistedradio.com. Check it out. Lots of news, lots of information. Share the website. And if you like the podcast, go to blacklistedradio.com and do the same. Take care.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.